zic ceea ce și eu țit cu ce dus aia cu gual ții stadei țit cu păsule soțu și bambu el zic o fașu la guliță tu cu bulcăgă cu haid cu gă axididi și li să te hăți tiși ceea ce și eu și bine cu ții stadei Ох, алактис, дечох бы слахис, глупдат бы кутих чачас, тих чих, сочи глупчалс. Чалс ил тих чалас, чату сапуас, тих чалас. Ах, тих уяйс, тих чачас, что болох глазлава, тих кутих слады, тих, тих чих, сочи. Что ты бы кутих, тих слады, ох, Dies kudo kugus lis, dies kudo kugus dies. Tich nich ksichas kralt, kol tich dichit dechro chalas, mulo dich tsgwa chich ksichit. Ule dich, am gulachtiach chas chaya bus tich kadeye tich svala tich chaches. Das kralt bus dir bula sisi kobats. Was sotab dich. Шабала тих чача се кубучава вапен ци стадай, хоч что ты бы ци стадай, ходиш. А, лактиш было... Что ты бы ти тих чача шкадах? Тих слабен тих, тих алал сила, хада тих сия. О, Он чего ох, чего яцем тих, тихо тихся, я в тих столб счесту. Яцем тих, ти аца молодых, бада сауго, иштесу, надада в тих дас, молодых яцем лечет. Он цхачку вот слаб, че до бухому, дхот хорму. Lab to be tea-slider, tea-cha-cha-squit-tool. Tea-sa-sauce, oh, bula-yetsum. Tea-cha-cha-sa-s-dishal, tea-dishal, sisi-kovuts, bula-tsu-tsut, akwis-dils-bdala. Tsu-tsut, akwis-lis, bula-s-hatsk-gus-hod-chod, gus-yetsum-tool-sad-satir, tea-alalas. Kula-tsu-tea-slider, Хуе хула бе, а схейда в тих бы се вдис, тух бы ехе кабук су шебаб, тух си се кула. Вецем в тих чештус, но цута ти, о, патек гла си се кула цис бу чуб, чуб чилу по чуб ша час дил. Са хух са ку, ец бух тих чачеш, Голох, ец бух ти сладай, голох, тих чачеш, глокоден ти слава баца, слава глашалш. Батрак ти сладай, бала яцем тули, бала ляху за схилц. Ага, цок стуб, ше слава бац, бохов бачлава и бала яцем, о, дишо лабдала. Тела баку, о, о, дио, гоит бо. Дише слабдим, са ти скои, са ти избац, глокодатум, глокоутум, глокоцитум, Ох ти избац, атрах ти скатенц, ти излоч, лацот, ти истекел бушац го, то Бог тхчук ти истекел, ти истекалкам бушубок шац го, ти сладей бушац го, бак ти дишивает, чего ти таца имаш, что Бог бак твой добу. Ай, Ох, было яцем тхук тих бадз, и ед мовлек, ох, было яцем тхускин тих хус. Ой, куз яцем тих бадз, было цун тих бадз, ох, бадз, ох, куква цхих тх тих чускатит. Ох, дал бош ла атом тхолабов, куз узлялись, куз слахис, бушат, куз шокпали, кто был гуатис, ух, сушевамочку. Вообще, что долго Бога ты их цистадой, то фит из лод, но то хуй его ты. Но ты же лод цка, молодец, то что бы ты был galtum guchwas tis tis quachot tis so chum so pachcha tis watechtum so chum duwatum this guas so chleichut no dis daim chso so chle twalku so haak schlaat duchwalabuk chas chum kuchas kecht chumma so tis bads chum al tis bula tila duchwotum Chilipu bead sees Kade Gulat, choirs of teeth buds. For Och to book teeth Kade Gulat to Tabitu, to teeth chads of us. Well, it's all to the side of Chibukis tubes, Tedish is countless. Could that be teeth chae after to the side? Chom Chibukots and teeth sees to see Chibuabs, it's what. Without the teeth, those teeth, successive glufots and gloves. Without the teeth, other glufals, your teeth, chalice, teeth, chattels of arts, glutsu, deep to go, teeth, glal teeth, deep and slucky, so ochtums, to chant, quagot, society, to abshi, the teeth, successive glutish, havochid, chifuch, slucky, to slala, but teeth, successive astralt, to that softish, to that side, chlehawa. That but these ladder will a colon teeth, cold chip aside, teeth coidums. This is how come will this two condemned teeth here? It's to what? It's what to quiet, to chance of to la lays what it. Twelve cubits of conduct teeth is taste of dollar. Twelve sister will be thus, will I do? Labs guati at the will be to guati. Nichts gwaht und zu tun, halb schad sei durch. Ei, aber auf tief bläs ist aber, so tief tief sie ab, oh, so koach die Bock, sie tschak wo, und so schad gwaht in Tal, schad gwaht in Bock und Tal, in Bock und Tal. Aber so tief bdas, hui, kui stab, mit schad, kuan Tal. Dai, kui hart, schad, kuan, schad, 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 Bok shots of God. Put it home, hole up in Tala Tala, just talk with his love. Well, great book, tis calm, go for that, will believe to book. Hobest book. Will a whole book chubbish, ceased for tis alas, glory to book tis. Dave Carsashan, Ash Bishop, tis is Babata, tis is the tis, quack before slash left. At his hoist, his scudat boatum, so it is, but at his table, because of a whole to go chambers, you could chase to. I have teeth scattered, such a sister. All your teeth allers, all your two teeth allers, all teeth, I don't go to teeth, till chalk books. Of these slashlies, oh, cartala, teeth tala, sea slade, quick with bottom stala, for lava, quick grass tala, sea slade, to a double teeth charges. Quick with down with a scala, so good. Ah, with these of teachers of husk with the charties, cartons, with these atoms, these atoms, hula hula for ashbus. Lele was a screen chavot, chavot, bubat, and teel the chantwals bakwis. Teel to skratims go to hootim su shabab, to come a palik, to look over alkwi akwechacha. This is so tum se teel atis to look a palik, to look over a teel chacha. To lal tum is shokwash, shokwash. What was I to ask the Haha Gulisha book Alec to Logo? Twas book is Ah, what Charlie Lepel of Ubahar. This whole is suspects to get to Shabs of Tula to Holo to Lulitsuba. The story that I have told in the Duwamish Indian language is an Indian story known as the Stakalp. Now I'm going to translate it into an English and give the name and English name. Now this cult is known and translating into an English as King of Genoa. There was a well-to-do family of a one certain tribe, or were considered as in between Indians or whites, according to the story has been told by the old Indians. That this well-to-do family seemed to be the head of that one a tribe. That they had four sons, and they were all boys. There wasn't any girl in the family. And they had a garden out, and they had the black caps. That's a sort of a raspberry, black raspberry. Black caps is known to be in English. And it was during the time that they were just about getting to ripe, and the mother of these four boys went out one morning to pick some berries so that they may have a fruit for dinner. When she got out there in the garden, she looked all over in the berry garden, and she sees there wasn't a berry ripe, but nothing but the cords were sticking into the in the bushes. She came home and she told her family that there was somebody been in the berry patch, has picked everything what was ripe, and discussed the matter among themselves, wondering who could it be. It might be from some of the people that lives right there in the neighborhood of their country. So finally, the oldest one of the four boys decided and volunteered to his mother that he'd set up that night and watch who was coming in there and picking this fruit, those berries. So he did that night. He went out and he set up on the tree. There was on the butt of the tree some ornamental tree was growing there in the yard. He sat there all that night till towards morning. He felt so sleepy that he went to sleep. Forgot all about it, about his duty. When the sun was rising, when he woke up, he went back to the house and he said that he they asked him, "Did you saw anything? Who's been in the berry patch?" They said, "No. Just about beginning of the daylight, I must have fall asleep. So I didn't see anything." So the second brother, next to him, says to him, "Well, you're no good," he says. "Leave it to me," he says. "I'll go out there and I'll find out who's been in that berry patch." So that night, he went out. He went into the same tree, but of the tree, and he sat there. And he sat and he sat and he looked around and looked around. Just about the same time his older brother went to sleep, he went to sleep towards the beginning of the daylight. And he woke up, and the sun was just beginning to rise. He went into the house and they asked him. His brother asked him and his mother, "Did you see anything who's been in the picking berries, got away with our berries?" He said, "No. I sat there and I watched close and I couldn't see nothing at all. Just about daylight, I began to fall asleep. Couldn't open my eyes. Tried my best." And well, the third laughed over it, and then the third party, the third brother, he said that he was going to go out, and he made it sure that he was going to see who's been coming in there. In the meantime, the younger brother, the fourth one, the younger brother, he went out to where there's a pile of wood, where there's a sort of a woodshed built, keep the wood. And he started to split some point. And he waved it up and fixed it up into a belt. He made a belt. All around, he strapped it around his waist, and he let on that he'd fall asleep. So he fell one way, and it stuck him on the side of his ribs, and he woke up, for it made so sharp that naturally would wake him up. And his brothers didn't know what he was doing. They saw him in there, but not knowing what he was doing, and he said nothing about it. So when his brother came in again, the third one, and made that report, so he said, "It looked to me it's for me now that I'm going out and try to learn who's been coming into our berry patch, mother's berry patch." And his boys all start to laugh. "Not up and tell him, you little shrimp. And how could you stand sitting up all night? You don't know what you're talking about." The little boy, the young man, he wasn't a real boy, he was grown up to be a man, he says, "That's all right," he says, "it's my chance to make a trial." So when the night comes, he took his bow and arrow. He had two arrows. He went out that night. He took his belt. He went out there and he sat there. Along about after midnight, when he felt that it's about time for him to put his belt on, so he put that belt with the sharp points, and he set, and actually it stuck in the ground, the lower end of it, and then the upper end stands to in the side. So he sat there all that night, and towards morning, he began to feel sleepy. Couldn't hold his eye, and he'd fall over to sleep. He got stuck and woke up and straightened up himself and rubbed his eyes. And he kept that on until he was wide awake. Just about clear daylight, he saw a little bird. This bird flew right up and he sat right above him. And he looked at it. He said he never thought to himself, "I've never seen such a bird in all my life. If I knew anything about birds, but I never saw one." And I looked at it, it was just a golden bird. Just everything was just shining. And he says, "Now there's a chance for me, you know, to, what shall I do? Shall I kill that bird, or shall I wait?" Now, he decided to himself to wait. See what that bird will do. He thought his brothers goes to sleep about that time. Because it can be possible the bird was getting away with the boys. So he sat there and the bird flew away and went into almost the whole field there where the bear patch was, this black cap, started to picking and throwing them down. And they got through. This bird flew and sat on the same limb where he first lit. He says, "Now, you are the one that's been getting away with him, my mother's bear garden." So he took his arrow in place of killing that bird, for such a pretty bird. He took his arrow and he hit that bird, just tapped the bird, and one small part of the lower part of his wing fell. So he picked it up and he looked at it. The bird then he flew. When the bird stopped to flee, he took his arrow and he pointed at that bird. And when the arrow hits the ground, he says to himself, "That bird is home." He took this feather and he took it and he looked at it and he had a little rag, wrapped it up, took his belt off, the rock tone, looked on the ground. He could see the birds, the plane all around. He says to when he got home, they all ask him, "Well, did you see the thief?" The boy says, "Well, I don't know. I didn't see anything at all. But I had a pretty good idea what was been getting the roll of that boy, that Burris.